Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Founders Grit, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today, we have David Fano. David is the CEO at Teal. David, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So a brief background about yourself prior to Teal.
So I'm trained as an architect, went to undergrad and graduate school for architecture. While I was there, you know, really discovered and embraced my passion for technology. I did go and work in architecture for a little bit, but had one foot in architecture and one foot in technology. Left that and started a technology consulting business where we built applications and did technology implementation and training. And that company was actually acquired by WeWork. At WeWork, I led growth for a few years, did a bunch of other things while I was there. But did that for 4 years, was there for some of the meteoric growth of the company. My title when I left was Chief Growth Officer. I left around April of 2019. And, you know, after that, took some time, spent some time with my family, thought about what I wanted to do, and arrived at starting the new company that I'm working on now, which is Teal, which really focuses on and empowering people to find and land jobs they love through tooling, guidance, and community. And we've been at that since about October of 2019 and have helped, you know, thousands of people at this point and are having a lot of fun doing that.
Got it. Amazing. And how's the journey been so far, especially, you know, starting off in October and in March, COVID came. So how's the journey been through so far?
So it's been interesting. You know, the careers are a really complicated topic. Everyone thinks about them in a slightly different way. There's a lot of emotion and psychology, and the growth, as much as people want to focus on careers, there really isn't like standard tooling that people use for their careers. And you know, there are very generalist topics, but then there's very specific topics per career path. There's people that want to switch career path. So it's been very insightful, and there's been a lot of learning on our part on how to best present a product that helps people help themselves. Because we're not trying to sell coaching or anything like that. We're really trying to focus on tooling and an infrastructure that empowers people to do it on their own. So it's been a lot of learning.
Got it.
All right, you might want to give me a sec. Let me close my door. You're gonna have to edit this out. My daughter just broke into the room. So one sec. Oh, I have one.
We're all used to it, you know. It's COVID now. Prior to COVID, you know, if anything happened like that, that used to make to CNN, right?
But now, yes, but yeah, just give me a minute. We'll have to edit this part out.
No, we can even go live with it. You know, just saying that's totally up to you. Because prior to COVID, things like these used to go viral. Trust me, as a company, last year, we have more than 400 podcasts uploaded on the website. So there'll be some, you know, you'll be seeing kids coming in and everything. It's a new normal. So everyone has a different history, you know. So kind of like I remember I did with Amos. He's the managing partner at Techstars. He's based out of Austin. So his also daughter walked in. Yeah, so it was interesting. She was a couple of years older than yours. So in Amos' podcast, we're also asking questions to her daughter. So coming back to Teal, you know, now growing a company during the pandemic and being the CEO. So just rewinding back, you know, March, April, May of 2020, everyone was kind of like in a panic mode, just worried, okay, where the world is heading towards, you know, what's going to happen. June, July, August, everyone started to feel the burnout. And that's where the mental health and everything started coming in, right? So did you face those challenges with your colleagues at Teal, and how did you deal with them?
So, I mean, our team's been very focused. What's been energizing for us is that, you know, we've been in through a time where people really needed help with their careers. And since we haven't been as focused on monetization, we've been able to really help people. And so my team's been, I'd say, generally pretty charged up and fulfilled by the, you know, by the opportunity to help people with their careers and help people land jobs and, you know, help people get their resumes tight and help people negotiate for more compensation and find companies that they're really excited about that align with their mission and values. You know, so, you know, like any startup, there's a lot of moments of intensity and trying to find product market fit, you know, which we're still working through every single day. But the work's been incredibly fulfilling, and the team's a team that's also worked together before, at least parts of us. We all worked, some of us, it's like half of us have worked together at WeWork. So the team's done a great job of, you know, navigating this time. And I think we've done a really good job of being a remote first company.
Got it. So, which brings me to my next question, you know, hopefully we're at, with the vaccination rollout happening at a record pace, you know, we're at the end of the COVID, and this COVID resulted in a lot of unemployment, a lot of individuals thinking of career changes and switches. So how do you see Teal going forward being able to capitalize on all of this opportunity?
Yeah, that's really our core focus is helping people be in jobs that are truly fulfilling for them. You know, it's not in any way about encouraging people to job hop or anything like that. And I think what COVID's done is it's kind of shined a light on careers for people to really think about what matters to them. Is the company that they're at a company that really aligns with the kind of place that they want to be, with coworkers that they care about working with? And so it, for us, we think it presents a really big opportunity to help people, you know, not just think of jobs as jobs, but think of jobs as part of a broader career. And, you know, to help them find that and to be their advocate to help them do that. Cause a lot of times building the career you want is, it's kind of tricky and it's hard cause you know, you don't really talk to people about these things and the workplace can be competitive. So we feel incredibly well positioned for a time now when people are going to be very focused on doing work that's exciting for them and having a job that is more than just a paycheck.
Got it. So which brings me to my last two questions, you know, raising a round in the middle of pandemic over Zoom. So how was the experience?
So I got, we were probably in the last batch of companies that raised money pre-pandemic funding. So oh, all my meetings were in-person meetings. We closed our funding. We got the last check, I think like February 24th or something of 2020. So okay. We didn't do a Zoom fundraise and we haven't actively started fundraising for our Series A yet. So far I've not had to experience that part of the process in a pandemic world.
Got it. No, I think I went through the crunch phase. It said July 5th, so that's why I asked that question. So
that's when we announced.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you for that. So last question, you know, as a founder, as an experienced individual, what three pieces of advice would you give to someone who's just starting out, especially someone who just started during the pandemic or just before the pandemic? What top three pieces of advice would you give to these young entrepreneurs?
So I would say, you know, be clear on the problem you're trying to solve. And some of these, this is advice I'm giving myself out loud that I need to remind myself every day, is be very clear on the problem you're trying to solve. Don't be scared by focusing on a very narrow solution and then having an understanding that you will expand it over time. And, you know, lastly, focus on your team. You can't do anything, any of this stuff by yourself, and empower your team and build a great team that's committed to, you know, achieving the same mission that you are. And if you can get those three things right, you know, you should be, no guarantees, but they'll definitely make every day a little bit easier.
Got it. David, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm pretty sure we could have talked for another half an hour, but you know, in our sprint podcast, we need to keep them within 8 to 12 minutes. Thank you so much for being on our show and take care of yourself.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
And we're done with the recording.